On the day the Joslyn Art Museum opened its doors, founder Sarah Joslyn quietly observed the large crowd that filled the building. She declared to those who asked that the museum was her gift to the people of Omaha, and went on to utter a sentence that has served as the museum's inspiration for the past 90 years.
If there is any good in it, let it go on and on.
Taylor Acosta is the chief curator and Willis A. Strauss curator of European art at the Joslyn. The museum officially celebrated their 90th anniversary in November of 2021. But the exhibit to honor that anniversary will remain on display until the museum closes for major renovations in May. 90 Years of Joslyn Art Museum, as this exhibit is known, features pieces that have been created along the course of a broad timeline.
So the earliest work of art historically in the exhibition is actually an ancient Greek vase.
The most recently created work in this exhibit is a picotage by artist Paul Anthony Smith. The picotage is an art process that involves pressing textured blocks into fabric. While picotage art has historically been employed with textiles, Smith's pieces feature the classic geometric shapes over photographs. The juxtaposition of the ancient vase near the beginning of the exhibit to a piece of art that would have been essentially impossible when the vase was created spotlights the ongoing legacy of the Joslyn. With such a broad timeline when it comes to the creation of the art in this exhibit, one important note is that they have chosen to display the featured works in the order in which they were acquired by the museum, rather than in order of execution.
So another interesting work, the first that happens in the museum, because the works are organized chronologically, is Jules Breton's The Vintage at Chateau Lagrange, which was painted in 1864.
Acosta says the painting was purchased by an organization called the Friends of Art. It was then displayed at the Omaha Public Library until 1931, when it was transferred to the Joslyn for its inaugural display.
And to me, this just speaks to the spirit of community in Omaha, so excited to collect art in preparation for a public museum.
You can find this exhibit and several more at the Joslyn through May 2nd, 2022. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Bree Smith.